Governor Bill Walker's administration hasn't always had the smoothest relationship with Alaska's oil and gas industry. Now he's trying to change that. He's created a new cabinet-level position, appointing former oil executive John Hendricks to reach out to companies. But as Rachel Waldholtz of Alaska's Energy Desk reports, Hendricks plans to take a tough love approach to the state's largest industry.
John Hendricks says he's been hired to do pretty much one thing: figure out how Alaska can produce more oil.
There's no doubt in my mind that there's opportunities to make more oil with existing infrastructure and existing producing wells.
In his newly created role as the governor's chief oil and gas advisor, Hendricks doesn't have a department to run. Instead, his job is finding out what's standing in the way of oil production, from federal regulations to financing to state policy, and then doing everything he can to remove those barriers. But he says he's also challenging oil companies to step up. He calls it putting grit in the system.
If you have potential and you're not going after that production potential that's in the ground, why aren't you?
One example of this approach is the current controversy over Prudhoe Bay. Prudhoe is the state's largest oil field and would be the largest source of natural gas if a pipeline is ever built from the North Slope. This year, for the first time, the Walker administration requested information from Prudhoe's leaseholders, BP, ExxonMobil, and ConocoPhillips, asking how they plan to market that gas. The companies have so far refused, arguing the request is potentially illegal. In return, the state has rejected the unit's annual development plan, essentially threatening the company's leases if the information isn't handed over. Hendricks says the state is well within its rights.
Let's go back to grit. This is kind of like the grit the governor provided to the oil and gas companies. I don't think they've had anybody ask those questions for a while, and so it was kind of shell-shocked about where the boundary are. You know, you're invading my space.
But he says that's the whole point.
This office needs to know, what is the potential of every oil field out there? What are your exploration plays? And why are you not exploring? And if you had something you explored that can be developed, why aren't you developing it? And I want to know how I can help.
A Homer High School grad, Hendricks most recently served as the general manager of Alaska operations for Apache before it pulled out of the state earlier this year. Now he's one of three new faces at the top of Governor Walker's oil and gas team, along with Andy Mack, the new commissioner of natural resources, and Keith Meyer, the head of the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. As the administration describes it, Meyer is in charge of gas, Mack is focused on wrangling more flexibility out of the federal government, and Hendricks is in charge of oil. Another gritty issue for him? Oil and gas tax credits. Walker vetoed about $430 million in payments owed to companies this year. One of Hendricks's first tasks is reaching out to companies affected by the veto. And he says he supports the governor's decision.
I'm wondering if the John Hendricks who was running Apache a couple years back would have had the same reaction to the governor's veto.
Oh, yeah.
Ultimately, he says the state can't spend money it doesn't have. Perhaps counterintuitively, Hendricks says his real job is building an Alaska that doesn't rely so heavily on oil and gas. He hopes to use oil and gas as a bridge to that future.
As a child and as a young adult, I'm always looking up saying, why aren't they doing something? And now you look back when you're 59 years old and you say, well, maybe it's time you step forward and do it and help out.
And Governor Walker is hoping Hendricks and his gritty conversations can get the state a little closer to that goal. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.